Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is Insidious Intent by Val McDiarmid. Published by Little Brown in 2017, today it's all about revenge, love and the boundaries of friendship. Catherine is at a wedding for a work colleague. She's sitting alone, watching the others dance, when she is approached by a handsome man named David. He's friendly and courteous, and they go off somewhere quiet to get to know each other better. Chief Inspector Carol Jordan has a new job, heading up the new elite regional crime unit called Remit. But every day is a struggle for Carol. She's brought her skeletons along with her, and she's off the drink. She's brought together a team of hand-picked officers, but they still have to prove their worth. Then a call comes through. A burnt-out car is found in a country lane in the Yorkshire Dales with a body inside. The local police thought nothing of it, and the scene wasn't secured until a fire investigator realised the occupant was dead before the fire started. The Remit team have their first case with little to go on. Even when they find, the body is Catherine's, and they can't identify the mysterious David she met at the wedding. Now, Carol Jordan is also facing her own problems. Someone high up covered up her recent drink driving charge by claiming faulty equipment. But three other members of the public were also admonished, and one of the others who got away with it drank and drove again and killed four people. The deaths, along with all the other deaths and failures of her career, are hanging over Carol's head, and especially when a journalist with a grudge against her starts sniffing around the story. And then the very forensically aware wedding killer, as they've called him, strikes again. Now, this is the 10th book in the Carol Jordan and Tony Hill series, which began with The Mermaid Singing and The Wire in the Blood, which went on to become a TV series in 2002. If you're unfamiliar with the series, I suggest you go back to the first novels and start from there. But this is the first Jordan Hill novel in over 15 years, and I wanted to talk about this. Now, I haven't read all the series myself, and so there were a few backstory gaps for me, but I caught up. The main crime of the book features the wedding killer, a man who is clever, meticulous, and very aware of the police's abilities through forensics. Now, this was quite an interesting subject for me, given the flooding of television with CSI-type programs, and I've often wondered how this affects policing today. But this book focuses on revenge. The revenge of the killer on the wife who left him, revenge of a rejected girl leading to blackmail, the revenge of a journalist on Jordan. And while the crime is covered through the story, what made this book special for me was following the characters through the series, characters that I've grown to care and worry about. Although I have to admit, I do picture the faces of the actors from the TV series nowadays. This book shows the real progression of the relationship between Carol Jordan and Tony Hill. Tony is a clinical psychologist. Progression through the murders and the personal issues to a place where Tony is the carer for Carol, coaching her through her sobriety. Now, I might be being a little bit vague here, but that's because I don't want to talk about any spoilers. The writer, Val McDiarmid, put a letter at the end of the book specifically requesting the readers to keep the ending a secret. So all I can do is encourage you to read it. So if you enjoy complex crimes, revenge, online blackmail and heartbreaking character development, I heartily encourage you read Insidious Intent by Val McDiarmid. Thank thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.